Haynesboro Manager Update, and the first of our Haynes Assembly Candidate Profiles series begins with Paul Rogers. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. The stories are up next. There will be elections for 2 seats on the Haynesboro Assembly this October. However, Will Prisciandaro's resignation earlier this month leaves a 3rd seat open. KHNS's Henry Leisha spoke with Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel to learn about the possible options for filling that 3rd seat.
From what I understand, at least, his resignation came after a deadline for the Assembly to be able to put a 3rd seat on the election.
That is correct.
So how will his seat be filled?
His seat will be filled by an appointment, unless the Assembly decides that could have a special election, which might be a possibility. And then traditionally, we have allowed, whenever there's a vacancy, we have called out for applicants. So that is one of the options, that the seat will, on September 10th, be declared vacant, and there will be a call out for people who would like to be considered for appointment, and they would then be appointed. They have to be appointed by October 10. Now, that fact is kind of enhanced by, or another option is enhanced by that fact. Because Will's resignation will be accepted on September 10, it has to be filled then within 30 days. The October 1 election happens in between that time. So there is a 3rd option, which would be to simply take the 3rd highest vote getter of the people whose names are already on the ballot.
And then in terms of kind of that, the option to have people apply for the appointment, can anybody kind of put in an application for that, or how does that process work?
Yes, that's traditionally how it has worked. They could go through the process of asking for petitions, so to show that those people have support. There's all kinds of arguments to be made about, people, why would you not, put your name up for election if you wanted to serve? You it's an assumption that anybody that wants to serve is on the ballot now. And then there are those who argue that if there had been a statement that there would be 3 seats, then there could be more different people would have, come forward and said, oh, well, there's 3 seats I would like to be considered. When people just put their name in, like you just walk in and say, yes, I'd like to be considered, a lot of people will try to avoid having to campaign. They don't want to go through the public scrutiny. They don't want to, participate in the process that's there. Mm-hmm. And whether
could,
or not the Assembly wants...
Could you do both? Could you campaign and apply?
Well, you'd have to campaign to the Assembly. I mean, okay. And see, that's the difference, is that an appointment by Assembly is an appointment by, 6 people. And, if the public... should have the trust in that Assembly to choose somebody who will serve. The public chooses per a ballot. The Assembly chooses by appointment.
So with the idea of appointing the 3rd highest vote getter, is there a process to ensure that that does happen?
I don't think that there is. There is nothing that says, that addresses this particular situation. If an Assembly member drops out, or as a seat is vacated within the opening of an election period, this is what you shall do. Mm-hmm. I think that what stands in code right now is simply appointment within 30 days.
Would the Assembly, if they moved forward with the traditional appointment process,
yes,
would that happen before or after the election?
The appointment process will happen after the election.
Okay, right. So there would be new...
October 10, because there's October 1 is our election. October 10 is the deadline by which the Assembly has to appoint the seat that was vacated on September 10.
That was Haynesboro Manager Deborah Schnabel in conversation with KHNS's Henry Leisha. The Borough Assembly will discuss how to fill the 3rd vacancy left by Prisciandaro at its meeting Tuesday. You can stream the meeting live at khns.org. And it is election season. In Haines, five candidates have filed to run for two seats on the Borough Assembly. KHNS is bringing those five candidates to you in a series of profiles that will air in the weeks leading up to our candidate forum. Our first candidate profile is for Paul Rogers. Paul Rogers lives at Mosquito Lake. He's the deacon at New Hope Fellowship Church and sings in the choir there. He says one of the main reasons he's running for a seat on the Haynesborough Assembly is that he wants to see more well-paid jobs in the area.
Yes, I'm 73 years old, so I'm an old duffer, I guess, in some ways. But I can see the impact that not having real full-time work has on young families.
He says he wants residents to be able to support themselves and their families off of one solid job rather than piecing together employment. Rogers is retired now, but he worked in public safety for over 30 years. Half of that was in the sheriff's office outside of Lansing, Michigan. When his county started a 911 system with central dispatch, he spent the second half of his career directing it.
Yes, I designed and implemented an enhanced 911 system for the whole county, and I also designed and implemented the central dispatch operation for 9 police departments, 13 fire departments, 7 ambulance services, and a number of other things.
Police service as an area-wide power isn't on this year's election ballot, but it's an issue that is likely to persist. Rogers says it's the local issue that first caught his attention and why he started attending assembly meetings regularly about 2 years ago. He says it's important to have police for emergencies and life-threatening situations.
If we're going to propose something, then we need to have buy-in by the people that are affected by it. And right now, we don't have any buy-in. So we need to have public meetings, and we need to get the public engaged. We need to have a discussion about, you know, what kinds of services may be important to the people.
He's hopeful that the borough can come up with a plan most people will agree on. He says he's open to discussion about mine development in the region and that he's taking a serious look at the future of solid waste management. Rogers is a proponent of community input. He says that even though he may not agree with everyone, he does have something to learn from everyone.
And my experience in the past when I was a 911 director especially showed me that sometimes my greatest critics also were people providing me the best nuggets of information that I needed to be successful.
Rogers has been married to his high school sweetheart for 54 years. He says he will bring that same commitment and dependability to Haines. And we have a Haines fun fact. According to State Forester and Director Chris Mache, Haines had the highest temperature in the state on Sunday at 79 degrees Fahrenheit. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.